You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
When He fills it with His presence, we see another attribute of God. We see the glory of God. And we start to smile, we start to talk a little different, we start to walk a little different. But guess what else He fills our heart with? It's forgiveness. Because see, if we cut off the light, light and dark can't stay in the same room. So when He fills our heart, then that takes the place of whoever was before that. Whatever got in your way before that, he can fill your heart. He can fill your heart into the place where you don't even know your heart got filled. All of a sudden, you ever did something good for somebody you wanted to do bad for? Yeah. Raise your hand, I'm talking to you. You know what happened? He filled your heart. See how you can bless somebody. And it ain't always about money. See what, we always shift the money. Touch, you know, touch your shoulder. Smile, don't cost you nothing. Try that thing. Try. Hey. How you doing? You doing that? See, some people can't even do that. Can't even do it. They can't even smile, Sharon. They can't even smile. Can't even smile. Hey, man, how you doing? It's contagious, man. When he fills your heart with expression of his love, you got to do something with it. You can't hold on to it. You ever say, hey, somebody bless you and they give you some money and you give it to somebody else? That's real slow. I'm moving real slow, Nicole. I'm moving real slow. Baby, we're real slow. Because if your heart filled with love, you know you're going to get more. Jasmine. You know you're going to get more. What I love is when the enemy has a plan. And you know it says, they will come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The number seven is the number of completion. You don't have to see how they're going to flee. If you're holding on to his word, you know they're going to flee. You don't have to look back and see what happened to them. You know it happened to them. So how come we can't walk in peace if we know they're going to have to flee before seven ways? That means they run and then they realize that they fell asleep, so they got to run some more. Because they're trying to outrun those seven times. So imagine messing with the same person twice. So is that 14? And it says the last state of the man is worse than the first. So we don't have to look to see whether they got theirs. Because even though they're getting theirs, God is still having in their spirit the last word that they heard about his goodness. See, we think they're going to get beat up and all that. Well, that can happen. But why are they getting beat up? They're hearing, but I am good. I've tried to reach out to you. I tried to bring you in. I tried to save you from this. But if this is what it takes for you to come in, I will permit it. Because his love never fails. Everything he does is in love. Y'all know what that's like? All right, I'm going to go ahead. But y'all understand receiving? So you can ask. He said, when you stand praying, ask. I receive in my heart. One of the biggest challenges I have noticed in the body of Christ is we need to learn how to receive. Somebody want to give us something? Oh, no, I'm fine. Who was Candace? I'm going to talk about them cookies. Candace called, texted me the other day. She said she over at, what's her name? Chick-fil-A. Over at Chick-fil-A. Now, y'all know, say pass. I love some chocolate chip cookies from Chick-fil-A. She had the nerve to text me. See, I'm bragging about my people gear. She had the nerve to text me, Top Gun, and say, Pastor, I'm over at Chick-fil-A. Do you want some chocolate chip cookies? And what did I text you back? Give her, Mike.
You don't have to ask me again.
Don't ask me again. I had yes in all caps, and then don't ask me this again. See, my wife and I know how long we have sown into people's lives. So I'm expected to receive from chocolate chips to quarters of millions of dollars. I'm expecting houses, land. I don't have trouble receiving. So I made that clear to her. Father, I took two cookies out of respect. She handed me the bag. I just took two because I looked at the children. I said, they got to eat too. Now, I left more than one. How many were left? It was still four left. See that? Phil, come try to throw me on the bus. Say, huh? You're coming sick. Okay, I get three next time. All right, I get three. The coach tried to say I left one more. All right. I ain't want the child to break the cookie in half. All right, guys, let's talk. All right, so we're talking about hope. Right, read that out loud. Never let the things you want make you forget the things you have. What does that mean, guys? Somebody give me a hand. What does that mean? Remember how I shared that a few weeks ago? I shared about how don't come up no more and talk about, well, you know, I'm better now, but I got a long way to go. Because remember I shared with you? When Jesus presented the five loaves and the two fishes, he said, thank you, Father, for what I have, and you going to multiply. You follow me? Go ahead.
Yeah, it means for me that when I'm believing God for something, don't overlook what you already have.
Okay.
So when I like wasn't working full time, he kept me in good health.
Okay.
I never missed a meal.
Okay.
I was able to pay all my bills.
Okay.
And I was thankful for everybody who supported me during that time.
Amen.
Yeah.
And credit score went up. Brother don't have a job and his credit score go up. Come on, man. Come on. Who do that? Who does that other than Jesus? I'll tell you, what we got? One over here? Yes, one here.
This reminds me of what my mom used to tell me when I was little. If she can't trust me with small things, she can't trust me with big things. And so I guess I don't need to explain that, right?
Yeah. I think we got them. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say God wants us to remember our past blessings.
Okay. All right. Remember our past blessings. Yes, ma'am.
I'm remembering way back when my mom was living. And she was going through some issues. And mom was going on saying things that she needed and didn't have and all that. Jasmine was about, I don't know, she was a little bitty thing. And she come up with saying, Grandma, be thankful for the things that you got. Mama couldn't say nothing. Because it was so true.
Amen. Remember that word, Jasmine? She's not going to fist bump me with. She's going to fist bump. Because if we forget, then what happens is we forget to be thankful. To them that have, say this, to them that have shall be given. The best time to get something is when you're thanking them for it. In advance. Don't wait for it. You hear the mic? Go ahead.
On the same lines, being thankful consistently.
Okay.
So if you have a lot, you don't have a lot, you're looking for and you're waiting for something, you're not waiting for anything, you're in whatever level you're on.
Okay.
Be thankful.
Amen. Got one in the back. I need to blow my nose, boy. Anyway.
What
do you call it? TMJ, too much information or something like that. What do you call it? Okay. TMI, I knew Jay was gonna fix it. I knew she was You get money. Okay, go ahead.
I know that a lot of times, me personally, I do forget some of the awesome things that God has done. Some of them, you know, are really, really vivid in my mind, and some things are not.
Okay.
I have a box where I put down battles fought and victories won,
cool.
And from time to time, I'll just pull out the box just keep me in remembrance of the little, the medium, the big things that God has done.
Okay. Amen. Cheryl, you got this song, remember? Yeah, I know we played it before. We're going to play it again. Turn to your neighbor and say, yeah. Nicole, I'm going to pray it again. All right? What you got?
What my grandmother used to say with the song, Count Your Blessings, name them one by one.
Okay.
That's a
Amen.
Real life example.
Yeah.
Of keeping
that's awesome, man. Y'all, listen, sing along. Because, see, this is what we need to understand. Some of us try to throw out worship changes everything. It changes the chemistry of the brain. So when I get some challenges sometime, I'll find me a song that I'll play for the next 15 days. If it takes 15 days to get to the place where my brain chemistry is being changed, I'm going to play this song. Jazz don't like it, but it's like, Dad, you played this song just 5 minutes ago. Can we play another song? No, I'm playing it for my break. Find something that you can hold on to. And I always try to, this song right here, I found this song, and I just remember. You ready, Shay? Thor, you give me the sound, brother. With Jesus. I'd like to have every head bowed and every eye closed. Holy Spirit, would you mind showing us in a moment of time how good you are to us? Because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we complain about this and that. And allow us to remember. I thank you, Father, that as I'm praying, you're starting to either show an image, show a word, or give us a knowing. Just about how good you've been to us. When we thought you wasn't there, there you was. So if you wouldn't mind, just lift up your hand as he starts to reveal to you how good he's been to you. You're going to hear me in the spirit realm. And I say, I see you. Just put your hand down. I see you. 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 Oh, that's a praise hand. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. I see you. Go ahead and feel what you're feeling. Don't pull it back. I see you. Yeah, now. Go ahead and feel it. Don't worry about ugly face. It's okay. That's what you're supposed to look like when you cry. And those who didn't think they heard, just repeat after me. Say, it's a lie. Your word says, well, when I ask, I receive. When I seek, I find. When I knock, it's open unto me. Just go ahead and feel it. I'm going to call on you in a moment. I see you. Open your eyes. Remember how I say sometimes I just talk too much. Wife went to the woman's show yesterday. Yeah. And she comes back and she got these mittens, because she loved to cook. And they the special kind of mittens. See, I look at the little things all the way to the biggest things. I remember when she used to burn her hands because all we had was a towel, a washcloth to pull things out of the oven with. Now God has blessed her to the point where we can get the top of the line mitten. I remember when we used to have make two sheets, and they was coarse. And she could bring us home, 1,800? Thread count yesterday. See, I go back to the little things. Now we can sleep on the best. I'm sure there's more than that. She'll find. But guys, he does big stuff. But when you remember burning your hand by using a washcloth, because that's all you had, and now you can get the best. Don't believe that lie that when you serve him, you go without. When you serve him, you can have the mightiest, the greatest, the best. I had to get that one out too. Go. Who want to talk? Raise your hand. You want to share? See one over here? See one up here? Because he's been good to us. That lightning's good, Jay. Thank you. Doc. Okay. Better say, just hold on. I'm crying, Pastor. I get. Go ahead.
You know, you talk about the goodness of God. I just want everybody to know I have no complaints in my life. I don't know if anybody in here can say that they've ever heard me complain. I have no complaints. There's nothing that I want or need. I mean, sometimes I'll sit and I'm thinking about things. You know, for example, I used to go out and wash my car. You know, car's still going, dirty, it'll go. But the other day, the last day, everything that I need, God sent somebody. There was this guy that cut my grass. He's been off a couple jobs in Texas. But because I need somebody to take my trash to the can, he keep going to Texas and they send him back. Because God has a job for him. He takes my trash to the can. I was sitting there the other day and I thought about my car's making the noise. So I called Henry because he told me what the noise was. He came over. He looked at my car. He said, your car need cleaning, don't it? He took my car. He cleaned my car, put oil in it and everything. I have no needs. I have no wants. Because whatever I think I need, God will provide. I mean, there's things that I don't like to do that I can do. I don't have to do them. I tell God. This lady said she knew me. I don't remember her, but my sister-in-law does. And I hate scrubbing floors. It's just something that, you know, people shouldn't do. But Irene came over, and she said, well, when you first came to Richmond, I knew you. I don't remember her. But Irene cleaned my floors. I have no wants. Amen. I mean, you know, no needs. Things I want. I would love to eat those cookies, but I know they're not good for me.
Amen.
But there's nothing that I want or need that God don't provide.
Glory to God. I got you. Thank you. So Father, whoever that man keeps being sent back from Texas, we thank you that we call forth a job manifester here in Richmond that pays more than Texas. You agree with that, Faith? Give it to me. Agree with it? And call it done.
I just know I'm grateful just for God's grace and mercy, even when I didn't deserve it, that he always showed me grace and mercy. And this is blood, you know. I mean, the blood that always works for me, the blood that he paid something even when I didn't have an invoice.
Okay.
He healed me before I got sick. So I'm just grateful just for the blood and just for, I mean, the grace and mercy that keeps on running and running and running and running.
Amen. Who else? We got one here, one over here. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, God is truly good. I'm sorry.
That's okay, just go ahead.
I came from, thank you, Lord, not being able to use my wrist, using paper towels for a washcloth because I couldn't lift a washcloth. God has brought me a long way. He showed me a way of escape, or gave me a way of escape through a serious accident in July. And in December, I was attacked with tendonitis in both groins and arthritis and a serious case of carpal tunnel in both hands at one time. But I just praise God how he was there for me, and how even though my children would have to push my feet, I used to walk with a walker for a few weeks, but I never had a pity party, and I had hope. I knew God was going to take care of me.
Amen.
And I thank him.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Who got the mic? Okay.
I know that God.
Right here. Go ahead.
I know God is here for me because I had two illnesses that was designed to just take me away,
mm-hmm.
and he pulled me through for the cancer, the breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
and then losing my right eye, and he pulled me through both of it, and both of it was doctor thought that I was going to die.
Right, yeah.
So I know he loves me. And every time I have that music,
uh-huh.
every time it comes on, I turn the radio up loud and sings with it, showing how grateful I am that God is here for me. And he saves me every time with finances, with my health, and everything. And I love it. I know he loved
it. Amen. Yes, ma'am.
During that time that we closed our eyes, it's just amazing how it came to me. I mean, it's been, 30 years now dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. And he just showed me a time when your wife wheeled me off the plane in a wheelchair. Curly remembers in San Antonio because I couldn't walk. How your wife would just reach over and cut my food. How your wife put my stockings on because I couldn't do any of that. He sent me this lady who brought me into Mary Kay, but he loved me so much to send me Curly to get me through things. And then fast forward just to see me here right now with you guys. She's been the biggest blessing, but he was just showing me that he just has surrounded me. My family just loves her and appreciates her so much because me being here with no one, she just stepped in. And now I look at myself and what I'm able to do, and I go to those infusions and get myself up and walk out, but I never forget her pushing me to them and wheeling me to the car. I thank you, Curly. I love you, and I thank God for all he's done and continues to do for me.
Somebody got to come take my place because I got to blow my nose. I can't breathe. Somebody take my place. Jay, take my place.
I think the first thing he brought back to me was the time that I hadn't even received him as Lord. And I was had gone to a nightclub with my girlfriends, and we came out of the nightclub, and these guys surrounded our car and robbed all of us. And I was driving because it was my car, and usually I would have just got frantic and just screamed and hollered, but I remember a calmness came over me while they took the jewelry and stuff from my girlfriends in the car. And I never hollered and screamed, and the calmness came, and they did what they had to do, took the pocketbooks or jewelry or whatever, and they left. And I remained calm, and then we went to the police station, and they called our parents and all that, and then took us to our parents' homes and stuff. But I remember staying so calm. He kept me calm because the guy that the guys robbed the girls, the other guy had the sawed-off shotgun to my head since I was the driver. And I remember the fact that he kept me so calm. Had I been the way I used to be, was screaming and hollering, he might would have killed me. And I hadn't even received Jesus when that happened. I remember how he kept me that day. Recently, at work, I asked him for a plan and a way to do something I have to do at work efficiently and effectively. And sitting at my desk, I prayed about it at home, and then that day at work, he showed it to me like on a screen. And then I sat down at my keyboard and typed it up and was able to do it. And it's been working great to be able to do what I need to do each week, once a week when I have the meeting with the supervisor, and it's just flawless, and I just thank him for that.
Amen.
Yeah.
Who else? We got one here and one here.
I don't remember much about my childhood. I know what happened, but I don't know. I guess I might have checked out so much that,
okay,
you know. Now, anyway, so I remember.
Go ahead and feel it. It's bad.
I was Xavier's age when I couldn't breathe. I was 8 years old and I couldn't breathe. And I thought I was going to die. And no one in Richmond could help me. My mom took me to every hospital, to every doctor's office, and they said 2 to 10 years. I'm 10 years old. I mean, I'm 8 years old, and I'm hearing them say, I might die when I'm 10 years old. I'm going to die when I'm 10 years old. So I don't know what happened after that, but at some point we made our way to New York. There was a doctor in New York that was just starting out with trying to figure out anything about that condition. And when I first got there, I just remember how everybody looked at me. I mean, I don't know how I looked, but I guess I look bad. I mean, thank God I look good now, you know, but I guess I looked bad then. I was like real skinny, and I mean, they were just in shock. I guess I was on death bed, Lord. But anyway, I just remember they tried to get fluids in me as soon as they could, but they couldn't find a vein. And so they just kept poking and poking, and I'm crying, and because it hurts, you know. They can't find a vein, so they're trying this place, that place. We just got to try one more. We got to get some fluids in her. So I remember hearing, I just remember here today. I don't remember. If you asked me yesterday what happened when you were 8 years old, God only knows. I don't know. But I just remember it just being in so much pain, and I'm thinking, this is it, you know. Like, this is the 2 to 10, you know. And I felt like I was alone. It was just me and my mom, and she was going through what she was going through. So I felt like I was sick by myself. But he showed me that I wasn't by myself. And when they found that vein, it was because of him. Because they did find a vein eventually. And I'm here today because they found that vein. because I was looking bad, y'all. Anyway.
Y'all want to know how important looks are, huh? She keeps stressing that thing. I looking bad, y'all, but I look good today. Yes, ma'am. Thanks for sharing.
The little girl that's with me tonight is my oldest niece, and she has not had the greatest 4 years. And I remember, like, I'm just thinking, dude, I don't know what these kids need. You know what I mean? Like, just, I just wanted the best for them because my sister and her dad aren't doing that, you know? And finally I got to the point where I'm like, you know what? Just got to give it to God. Just got to give it to God. And not just saying it, but actually doing it. And 2 weeks ago, my sister called me and was like, hey, I have a question. And I'm like, what? And she said, so I was giving Charlie a bath last night, and she said, hey, Mom, do you think we can start going to church? And my sister's like, where did you hear that? You know, like, what are you doing? She's like, you know, the place you go where you learn about God and baby Jesus and stuff. And my sister's like, all right, well, let me ask Bebe about that, you know, because that's, you know, I'll ask her and let you know. So she called me, and I was just thinking, yes. And she was so excited all week to come, and we went shopping, got her a little dress and all that. And all I was praying is that he would be in her life.
That's the little lady came today. Glory to God. I saw the little girl, as Bianca was holding her hand as she walked across the parking lot. So she was excited about coming to church. The scripture said, the children shall lead them. The little girl taking a bath and excited about coming to church. Come on, guys. Yes, sir.
He was showing me that it was going back in time from getting the supervisor position to getting a house, getting that job at Sears. Getting a house, and then he showed me Zakai, then he showed me Zaire, then he showed me the apartment, and then getting a job at Sears. Then he showed me Xavier. Then after that, it was my wife. And fast forward, because we did meet in a nightclub, and I remember she had the most upset look on her face, like she just did not want to be here. Like she was just mad at the world, and for some reason, I don't like seeing people mad. So I went up to her, she pulled her hand off of me, like, don't touch me. I was persistent, and he showed me before Ashley where my drink of choice at the time was Bacardi 151. But it's just crazy how it went in the timeline. Before it was just drinking and partying before I met her. And then fast forward where we are now.
So if he could take her breath, that means she couldn't sing. Now you see, now she's a worshiper. That's why she got confused when she got up there. She, right, Sarah? She was like, do I sing or do I transition? But if he could take a voice, he could take a breath, he could take a voice. Whatever attack you're going through is all about what he's trying to stop you from doing for the kingdom. See, it all starts with the spirit realm first. Like Top Gun gave a testimony on Thursday night about how he going through training with Teresa. Teresa, raise your head. Teresa tough, because she need to be. Y'all know you can be tough in Jesus, right? Yeah. So he's going through training here to do a transition here. Only go to his job and find out that, I don't know how they found out about it, but they say, okay, well, you need to train him. So he was being trained here so he could train them at his job. What is it that you're walking away from here that you can't be promoted there? So guys, you got to take your eyes off what you think the world is all about. Everything starts in the spirit realm where God has placed you. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so over the last couple of weeks, I've been kind of with some things, whether it's finances or doing things or the house or family or whatever, kind of a gloomy Gus, negative Nate, wheel the pill. But, you know, it was interesting because I thought about it, and what came to me was the song Counting Every Blessing, that okay. Casting Crown song, that the song that you like. I'm not going to sing it, Tori, yet. But it just made me realize, you know, God will provide for all of that stuff, and the blessings that I have are Megan, who I love with more than anything and everything in my big heart, Jazz and my family and the CGM family, and so it just made all of that stuff melt away. And then another good example of this, I had my birthday this past week, and we had a surprise celebration with my parents that Megan and Jazz arrived. But the cool thing about it was, this is a pretty big blessing, is my dad and I are not, like, super close. But, you know, we got in there. He's like, happy birthday. He's actually smiling, which is pretty awesome. And but instead of, like, doing the, hey, Will, how you doing, the handshake, he just opens up his arms and gives me this big bear hug. God. So I was like, it was pleasantly surprising. So I guess what I'm saying with all of this stuff of, you know, no matter what has happened, that Counting Every Blessing song is a great song and is a great message in the song. And I've noticed that apparently I'll be in the shower, I'll sing that song. Okay. I'll be driving to work, I'll be singing that song. I won't even realize that I'm singing that song, but I think God is putting that in me to say, hey, Will, you got to count your blessings, buddy. Okay.
So. Amen. So putting it in you because you can sing it? Jasmine, you listening, right? Yeah. Okay.
I sing it at the top of my lungs. I don't know if it's in key, okay. But it's there. So I think he's putting the spirit in me.
Y'all see, Megan, did you see how I tried to go another way? I think he's putting it in me because he want me to sing it. Who next? Yes. And then we'll start with Cheryl.
It didn't take me long to remember, because for the past 2 or 3 weeks, well, the first thing is that months ago, there's some things that was coming down the line that I needed to take care of, and I'm trying to figure out how to do it. And the Lord was teaching me to stop worrying. He said, I told you, I got your back. So a couple of weeks ago, I had something egregious happen. And what you talked about today, it reminded me, he says, you come against me one way, mm-hmm. but God will have you scatter seven different ways. And what you meant for evil, God meant for good. So last week, I had 2 toilets put in, paid for, taken care of, had a good person take it. And from that, I thought about it yesterday while I was in the bathroom. I thought, putting these in helped me to get other things done that I wasn't planning on doing, and it was good things came out of it. And then the other thing was that this past week, we got a new roof.
Okay.
We got a new roof replaced. We don't have to pay for the roof. Have to pay the, nothing has to come out of our accounts to pay for even the deductible.
Okay, come on.
So God has been so good in what I was overwhelmed by, how months ago I was trying to figure it out. How is it going to transpire? I have to figure it out because the Lord had my back. Yeah, yeah. You know, we talk about Jehovah being Jehovah Jireh, the provider. He's the provider. Is the provider.
Okay.
Yeah. And the thing about not only that, but not just financially, but the whole thing mentally, emotionally, and just putting things on. I didn't have to figure it out. So I remembered. Okay. It wasn't that long ago. And the Lord, step by step, giving instructions, and I followed the Holy Spirit giving instructions. Okay, Holy Spirit, what am I going to do with this? How am I going to do? What do I do with this? What is your answer to this? And he gives me the instruction, and I follow it. See, that's the thing. When he gives you the instruction, you better follow it to the T.
You got
to
do what?
Follow the instruction to the T. All
right.
So
I'm just looking.
Yeah. So we're just so glad. Some other things are coming up, but the beautiful thing is that because of that, you know, learning from your past Ma Bailey said, because you learned from what had happened in the past, you store those things away, you can remember what you can go back and pull from that, and that'll help you in the future. So I don't have to worry about tomorrow or the other things that I got on my mind that I need to take care of or that I want to take care of.
Amen.
So God is good. Glory.
Glory. Go, go, go. Ahead.
Glory. Get,
go, go.
All right,
there you go. There you go. Okay. Okay. All right. Those who haven't got it, you'll get it. Cheryl?
This is a small thing. So we thank God in the big things. We thank God in the small things. And I wanted to text you about this. Last Sunday after I left here, I went to Starbucks. And I'm going to get me a drink, and I'm counting out my dollars because I'm doing Dave Ramsey, right? So I got to have this in my budget. And I get up to the window, and the lady hands me my drink and says, oh, the guy ahead of you paid for your drink already. I was like, what? And then she goes on to explain. He was a Chargers fan. He saw I was an Eagles fan because I got the headrest thing. And I'm just sitting there like, God is so good. I mean, yeah, this person don't know me, but yet they paid for my drink.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm thankful for so many things, but I'm so thankful. Oh, my mom, her cough is better. She sounds better. Glory to God. But I'm thankful for Curly because I have to go in for a follow-up colonoscopy. And I was like, okay, I need to find somebody to take me because they have to stay with you all day. Mm-hmm. And I had asked Curly and I had asked one of my coworkers. And my coworker's like, oh, yeah, I can do it. But I know I want Curly because I know Curly will be praying for me the whole time I'm in there versus my coworker who's like Will was saying, mm-hmm. negative Nelly.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm so thankful that Curly did, I don't know what she had to do, but she rearranged her entire schedule to accommodate me so she could stay with me that day. I mean, that's a blessing. Amen. That's a real blessing.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. So guys, let me break this spirit right now so that way we can be done with this one, the spirit of jealousy. See, the things that Curly and I, we can't even share with you guys. Because somebody's going to get jealous. Somebody's going to get mad where she went with him or her and it didn't go with me. You follow me? Yeah. We shouldn't have to edit our testimony because you might get upset. I'm tired of doing that, Megan. Because I got some people that have been good to me here. I can't share that because you might get upset about it. So turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, today. And if you don't have a neighbor, find one. Okay? Neighbor, today, jealousy, I'll be your neighbor. Jealousy stops here. I will no longer be jealous over how my brother or sister got blessed. If God blessed them, he'll bless me. But I won't compare my blessing or who visited or who stopped by or who helped with their blessing. Because God is individualized, then he'll bless me the way that's best for me. So Father, I repent for being jealous and envious over what's happening in my brothers and sisters' life. In Jesus' name, amen. Put the time and date on there. What time is it? Whoever got the accurate time? 11:20. Put it down. Yeah, I'm starting boasting there. Y'all thought I was boasting before. So, Father, we thank you. We just thank you that you're good. That's the best way we can put it. That's the only, I mean, I can glory, I can shout, I can run, I can jump. That's still not enough. Because you already said if we had 10,000 tongues, that still couldn't thank them enough. But I thank you the best way I know how. I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for this ministry. And I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. And Father, you're just so faithful. You decided how you want to do this meeting today, this service today, and it just started out with glory. And it just went from there. So today you showed us what it looks like when you take us from glory to glory to glory. And we thank you that glory never ends. Even when we see you face to face, that glory never ends. So Father, I just want to thank you in advance for what you did in our ministry through Financial Peace University. And so Father, the surprise for the day, you knew what it was. Is that we want to present diplomas to those students that stayed the course. because we want to make a big deal about how you taught us how to use finances. Because you talked about finances and money more than any other subject in the Bible. And people can get mad or upset about that because you know that money is the closest thing that we're willing to hold on to. Because we're willing to put money before you. But through this course, Father, some lives got changed. And I just want to thank you in advance for everything that you did in and through that. And so we just call these things manifested right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.